Finance may be defined as the art and science of managing money. The major areas of finance are 1. Financial services and 2. Managerial finance/corporate finance/financial management. While financial services is concerned with the design and delivery of advice and financial products to individuals, businesses, and governments within the areas of banking and related institutions, personal financial planning, investments, real estate, insurance, and so on, financial management is concerned with the duties of the financial managers in the business firm. Financial managers actively manage the financial affairs of any type of business, namely, financial and non-financial, private and public, large and small, profit-seeking and not-for-profit. They perform such varied tasks as budgeting, financial forecasting, cash management, credit administration, investment analysis, funds management and so on. In recent years, the changing regulatory and economic environments coupled with the globalization of business activities have increased the complexity as well as the importance of the financial manager's duties. As a result, the financial management function has become more demanding and complex. Apart from economics and accounting, finance also draws for its day-to-day decisions on supportive disciplines such as marketing, production, and quantitative methods. For instance, financial managers should consider the impact of new product development and promotion plans made in marketing area since their plans will require capital outlays and have an impact on the projected cash flows. Similarly, changes in the production process may necessitate capital expenditures which the financial managers must evaluate and finance. And, finally, the tools of analysis developed in the quantitative methods area are helpful in analyzing complex financial management problems. The marketing, production, and quantitative methods are, thus, only indirectly related to day-to-day decision-making by financial managers and are supportive in nature, while economics and accounting are the primary disciplines on which the financial manager draws substantially. The approach to the scope and functions of financial management is divided, for purposes of exposition, into two broad categories: A, the traditional approach, and B, the modem approach. The traditional approach to the scope of financial management refers to its subject matter, in academic literature in the initial stages of its evolution, as a separate branch of academic study. The term corporation finance was used to describe what is now known in the academic world as financial management. As the name suggests, the concern of corporation finance was with the financing of corporate enterprises. In other words, the scope of the finance function was treated by the traditional approach in the narrow sense of procurement of funds by corporate enterprise to meet their financing needs. The term procurement was used in a broad sense so as to include the whole gamut of raising funds externally. Thus defined, the field of study dealing with finance was treated as encompassing three interrelated aspects of raising and administering resources from outside, i.e., the institutional arrangement in the form of financial institutions which comprise the organization of the capital market, 2. The financial instruments through which funds are raised from the capital markets and the related aspects of practices and the procedural aspects of capital markets, and 3. The legal and accounting relationships between a firm and its sources of funds. The coverage of corporation finance was, therefore, conceived to describe the rapidly evolving complex of capital market institutions, instruments, and practices. A related aspect was that firms require funds at certain episodic events such as merger, liquidation, reorganization, and so on. A detailed description of these major events constituted the second element of the scope of this field of academic study. That these were the broad features of the subject matter of corporation finance is eloquently reflected in the academic writings around the period during which the traditional approach dominated academic thinking. Thus, the issues to which literature on finance addressed itself was how resources could best be raised from the combination of the available sources. The modern approach views the term financial management in a broad sense and provides a conceptual and analytical framework for financial decision making. According to it, the finance function covers both acquisition of funds as well as their allocations. Thus, apart from the issues involved in acquiring external funds, The main concern of financial management is the efficient and wise allocation of funds to various uses. Defined in a broad sense, it is viewed as an integral part of overall management. The new approach is an analytical way of viewing the financial problems of a firm. The main contents of this approach are: what is the total volume of funds an enterprise should commit? What specific assets should an enterprise acquire? How should the funds required be financed? The investment decision relates to the selection of assets in which funds will be invested by a firm. The assets which can be acquired fall into two broad groups, i. long-term assets which yield a return over a period of time in future, 2. Short-term or current assets, defined as those assets which in the normal course of business are convertible into cash without diminution in value, usually within a year. The first of these involving the first category of assets is popularly known in financial literature as capital budgeting. The aspect of financial decision-making with reference to current assets or short-term assets is popularly termed as working capital management. Capital budgeting is probably the most crucial financial decision of a firm. It relates to the selection of an asset or investment proposal or course of action whose benefits are likely to be available in future over the lifetime of the project. The long-term assets can be either new or old/existing ones. The first aspect of the capital budgeting decision relates to the choice of the new asset out of the alternatives available or the reallocation of capital when an existing asset fails to justify the funds committed. Whether an asset will be accepted or not will depend upon the relative benefits and returns associated with it. The measurement of the worth of the investment proposals is, therefore, a major element in the capital budgeting exercise. This implies a discussion of the methods of appraising investment proposals. The second element of the capital budgeting decision is the analysis of risk and uncertainty. Since the benefits from the investment proposals extend into the future, their accrual is uncertain. They have to be estimated under various assumptions of the physical volume of sale and the level of prices. An element of risk in the sense of uncertainty of future benefits is, thus, involved in the exercise. The returns from capital budgeting decisions should, therefore, be evaluated in relation to the risk associated with it. Finally, the evaluation of the worth of a long-term project implies a certain norm or standard against which the benefits are to be judged. The requisite norm is known by different names such as cut-off rate, hurdle rate, required rate, minimum rate of return, and so on. This standard is broadly expressed in terms of the cost of capital. The concept and measurement of the cost of capital is, thus, another major aspect of capital budgeting decision. In brief, the main elements of capital budgeting decisions are, i. the long-term assets and their composition, 2. the business risk complexion of the firm, and, hi, the concept and measurement of the cost of capital.